The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Being Found Show, your radio resource for helping your business find your online buying audience. I'm your host, Chauncey Haworth, and this is my co-host, Jake.
How you doing, Chauncey?
Good morning, Jake. How are you
doing? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I figured I would start this off with a rant.
Okay.
Because just last night I was thinking, man, if only I had it. Avenue where I could talk to business owners and tell them to stop doing this one thing that just pisses me off when I'm out as a customer. And then I'm all, oh, I do have that. I can do that tomorrow. You know, so here it is. I want to put an end to the change taco.
I actually don't know what that is.
Okay. I understand that we live in a world where it's all technology and we can't expect our employees to count change back, because that's like counting backwards and dealing with money. That's like, I mean, I get it. You know, people are beyond that. But don't hand me the change taco. Don't take my bills, fill it with my change, and then like offer it to me as though you're like doing me a favor. Like, does anybody in this world just grab this wad and just shove it in their pocket? You know, hand me the change first. Yeah. I keep my money in my pockets. I mean, I have a wallet. But I tend to have some bills on one side and some change on the other. So I take my change, I put it in one, and I take my sort of loose bills and I put it in the other, you know?
Yeah. You know,
but
they have
who
the
shoves
thing,
it all in there?
It's called like a credit card or a debit card. You can use those now.
Yeah,
you don't
I know.
Get change after your purchases.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, you know, just
but
as long
I mean,
as you know.
Yeah, I do that most of the time. And then when on those rare times that I use cash, it's like I guess we've just come so far. It's like
they're trying to tell you something.
Yeah, it's like the cashier is just all, oh, here's your weird precious thing that,
yeah,
like, you know.
Put this in
like,
your pocket.
Right, totally.
In the dryer.
Yeah, totally. Ball it up quick in the paper so nobody will get it. You know, so you don't have to teach your employees to count change back. I realize that that's a little too much, and there's a bit of a snide insult in there as well. How hard is it to count change back? But you do have to tell your employees, don't hand Chauncey the change taco. It pisses him off.
Yeah.
All right. So we're here. We're talking about the news in this last half of our first segment, as we do here on the Being Found show. In the news this week, Facebook, they're coming down on Facebook for not really being able to give any answers about what they're doing to sort of stop the election meddling and what they're doing to better protect your privacy. But I think that that's not shocking. I think that Facebook really sort of collects things that it's important that they keep to themselves. You know, so I'm not surprised about the loosey-goosey answers that people are getting from Facebook, but, you know, people seem to want more. I don't know. How do you feel about Facebook and privacy? You're a lot younger, so you have a much different view of privacy, I'm assuming.
It's true. I don't really care.
That's what I was thinking.
That's pretty much it. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they can figure out a better way to get the ads off my page that I don't want to see and put the better ads that I may want to see, then by all means, go for it. You know, I will say this. The data they collect ought to be around services they can provide to me, like showing me ads. They don't need to be looking into anything else, as far as I'm concerned. But
right, and you know, the other thing is the election meddling. They, you know, they're trying to pull down sites and they're trying to stop some things. But like, where do you draw the line? You know, I have another show that does like you know, paranormal. It's like, are you going to pull, and don't get me wrong, I do not believe in the flat earth, but are you going to pull down flat earthers
right
just because they're believing something squirrely, you know?
Yeah. I actually think, you know, as a business, they have the right to do pretty much whatever they want. Mm-hmm. When they cross a line, they'll suffer for it monetarily.
Right.
I think. Provided there's enough of a free market to let some other people kind of creep up and kind of nip at their heels that people can go to.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, there is, but nobody's really taking it. They are really just an institution at this point.
Yeah.
But I think last week we were talking about how amazing it is, like, when you see things like CBS and stuff like that fail and fall as new things like Netflix just kind of pop up out of the blue.
That, I mean, consider Xerox and Kodak. I mean, someone's going to do it better someday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true. All right, so next here in the news was people are taking breaks from their phones. You know, it was all over the news. It's weird how these things, like, explode.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you hear a snippet of it, and then it just runs, and, like, you know, you can easily say, like, oh, well, the media's doing that. They're all picking it up off of one another. But, you know, I see this explode in regular life and everything. So it's like, is life imitating media or is media imitating life? You know, it's like.
Definitely a little of both in this case, I think.
Because it was all over the news about Android and Apple trying to help people to monitor the amount of time that they're spending on their mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it seems like a lot of people are cutting back on their own, you know.
Yeah, I actually watched a video this week of a product called the Go Light. Are you familiar with this product?
No.
Basically, it's a pretty cheap phone. It does nothing except make phone calls. There's no color screen. You can't watch videos. You can't do anything else but make a phone call. And it's designed for people who are going through this.
Right.
You know, to stop staring at their phone and just have that call functionality.
So it's designed to be like an old phone?
Exactly.
That's funny. You know, when I first, you know, I didn't have a fancy phone for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I hate talking on the phone. And I bought my new phone. At the time, it was a big fancy, the fanciest thing Android had out.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there for like 2 days playing on it and poking on it and installing stuff and de-installing stuff. And then I got a phone call 2 days later, and I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot I could get phone calls on this thing.
back when you had 2 days between phone calls.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now personal ones.
Yeah.
I still have 2 days
okay,
between.
Well, yeah.
Nobody's calling me for a good time.
That's
every
true.
Time my phone rings, I'm just, I'll please be my wife. Because if it's not, it's somebody telling me something needs, there's a fire that needs to be put out.
Half the time, that's me, I should add.
Yeah, that's true. actually, of the people that call me, you are my least disappointing.
Oh, great. You know? Wonderful.
And then the last one on here is California's Supreme Court ruled Yelp doesn't have to take down negative reviews. Basically, there was a lawyer. Somebody put up a review about how much he sucked. And then he sued him. The guy didn't show up to court, so the lawyer won by default.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yelp was told to take it down. Yelp had nothing to do with the case, and Yelp came back and said, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Right.
And so the Supreme Court has ruled that Yelp doesn't have to take it down for their First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get both sides of this. I guess we only have a minute until the break here, so I'm just going to throw it out there and hope that nobody goes out and Googles. I worked for another company,
mm-hmm.
and this other company and a client had a falling out, and then the guy went to Ripoff Report and wrote down that the owner of the company and Chauncey, like, totally ripped him off and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm like a paid hourly employee. I was like making minimum wage at the time and just doing what my boss told me to do. I was totally nice, you know. And, mm-hmm. like, I wrote to this place, and they wouldn't take it down, even though I am really not the responsible party and had nothing to do with it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, I don't know. This one leaves a bitter taste in my mouth. You're listening to The Being Found Show. When we come on back, we'll keep going.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cascade Theater in Reading for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Friday, August 3rd at the Cascade. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, your local buying resource, not buying resource, your local resource for finding customers online. Last week, during the marketing process, we were talking about changing up your mindset to get ready to do some marketing. You know, even if you're already out there doing marketing, this stuff is still important to you because, you know, a lot of the times you skip the basics. You know, I am self-taught as a web developer, as a musician, as a lot of things. I'm self-taught. And years later, I came along and took some things to learn the basics, and really I find that they helped me drastically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Code Academy. Are you familiar with Code Academy?
I am.
Like, I had all my kids take it, and I decided I was going to take it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually learned some stuff from HTML and CSS and JavaScript Code Academy. So
yeah,
it's like
nothing else. You learn how to do it faster. Maybe.
Right, yeah, and some, yeah, shortcuts faster, so on and so forth. So last week we talked about getting your mindset out of just operations, and really this is where most small businesses fail, and that is that they're so focused on operations that they ignore other things like marketing and strategy, mm-hmm. and day-to-day business like billing and stuff like that, because they're so focused on basically a metric that easily converts. Mm-hmm. And I get that. I definitely get that.
That makes sense.
And I've definitely fallen victim to it throughout my years of doing this. It took me a while to get out of it. So today we're going to cover. All right, so you got your mindset going, you're ready to go. Now, are you available? Of course, this is the Being Found show, and a big part of it is being found. But before you're being found, are you available? You know, and what does that look like, and how do you do it? Because nowadays, you know, a big cornerstone here of the Being Found show is the idea that you're everywhere that your customers are. And part of that is communicating with them in the ways that they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's a lot of statistics about millennials and phone calls and texting. And basically that if they can text the business, they're much more apt to communicate with them mm-hmm. than if they have to pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah.
You know, so being available via text, via phone, via email, via social media, all these outlets, in order to be found there, you have to be available mm-hmm. there. Because they can find you, but if they give you a call and you don't answer, you know. I mean, yeah. As a, you know, marketing company, do you ever deal with this where you get a customer that's, like, coming to you because he's, like, desperate, saying that he needs more money and blah, 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 but you know that he never answers his phone?
Well, not necessarily to the degree that I think you're talking about, but
yeah.
But sure. I mean, I think with everyone who comes to us, there's definitely avenues they're just not using.
Right.
Google My Business has begun providing a texting service where someone can actually type in, you know, I need a carpet cleaner in Reading. You get the Google My Business listing right there off to the side, and it says, text this business. I mean, that's kind of a feature that they offer now. I don't know what the percentage is, but almost no one is using this free service that will let clients do an internet search and then text your phone directly. And, I mean, if they're just saying, hey, give me a quote. I got 2,000 square feet. What's your quote?
Right.
And you send it to them. That was 30 seconds. And you may have a 50-50 chance, I mean, provided it was a good quote,
right.
of that person now spending money with you. There's no better ROI, and you captured someone who you may never have captured.
Right. And plus, you didn't have to have any phone skills.
Right.
There was no, hi, this is Chauncey's Cleaning Service. How may I help you?
You weren't paying a salesperson. You might have been interrupted during a movie on a Saturday night.
Right.
But you're a business owner. You should expect that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, being a business owner, I'm sure lots of them have heard this, but, you know, it's that thing that, you know, oh, you get to choose your own hours, and the answer is, yeah, all of them.
All 23 yeah. out of 24.
Right, yeah. You know, so the big focus here is how does one do that? Because I'm sure a lot of people are listening to this, especially some of the older ones. And they're wondering, how does somebody track all these different avenues and get work done? You know, that's really the hard part. And, you know, I would say that the number one headache that I have, and we were going to talk about this in the tools coming up next, but is notifications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like if you, last segment we were talking about Facebook. If you go into Facebook and check the notification settings thing, there's like 20 checkboxes. You can get notified like every time anybody does anything for no reason at all. You know, your friend's friend had a birthday and now they're sending you an email notification.
Right,
and you're all like, you know, so cleaning up those notifications mm-hmm. the day you create an account or immediately doing it, I think is a big, mm-hmm. big step in taking care of that. Because if you think about it, you know, managing the phone and email all while doing the grunt work is really hard. So if you're an owner operator trying to do all these things is like, I mean, just totally daunting because you're trying to do emails, you're trying to get the phone number, you're trying to get the text messages, social mentions and questions, managing review communications, like how long do you want an unhappy customer to basically blast you on Yelp before you come along and say, let me fix your thing.
Yeah, and you're really touching on, I mean, you're covering a lot of pragmatic tools, but I mean, the underlying kind of philosophy about this is like, you know, how good are you at training the guy below you to do some of this stuff? And how much are you willing to delegate these things out?
Right, but there's a lot of owner-operators out there.
That's true, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people who just aren't in the position necessarily to do that, you know.
And all they can do is optimize the amount of time they spend on one and the other.
Right.
And that's kind of their limit.
Right.
Really.
You know, so I think one thing that'll help people sort of wrap their brain around it is that ultimately, in the end, your phone really can be your hub for all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, you're dealing with mainly just emails and phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're able to sort of bottleneck those as much as possible into what it can be, and then you really have a chance at doing it as an owner-operator. Now, moving on to somebody who is delegating that responsibility, a lot of small businesses that I've worked for over the years suffer greatly from micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be one of those guys that's just, oh, yeah, delegate, free, man, do it, make it happen. Because a lot of the business owners are sitting there going, yeah, I have to micromanage because a lot of these people that I'm hiring are dumb as rocks or don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I forget what I was referencing for last night, but, you know, you can only reach your hand into a bucket of apples that's 60% full of horse poop and get an apple so many times, you know.
That kind of went over my head, but I think I get it.
You know, basically they're... It's a blind shot every time they're going in, and you never really know who you're going to get. And go for it.
I feel like this is going to be my thing. I'm going to suggest a book once a week because I'm reading a book that addresses just this.
Right. Oh, really?
Jack Stack, The Great Game of Business, talking about how to turn those people who don't really care into people who do.
Really?
So if that's an issue for you, consider Jack Stack's The Great Game of Business.
All right. There's I refuse to believe it's not an issue for anybody who hires.
Yeah,
you know, it is just that, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to find that right person to delegate to. And a lot of those people are really going to sort of like the communications role, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you don't want to get some, you know, slack-jawed mouth breather who's going to be all, this is our business. What do you want?
I get plenty of those when I make phone calls.
Do you?
but, yeah, I mean, really, yeah, you got to hire someone with a good personality, and then you got to make him understand why it's so important.
Right.
You know, like this is how you help your business make money. This is how you find your job security. You know, it's a good thing.
Right. This is how you find your job security. It's really the main
motivator. And I don't mean you'll get fired if you do it wrong. I mean,
well, that's the main motivator I've come across when I was younger.
You can help us get a customer, you
know? Right. Yeah, so get some incentives out there. All right, we're coming up on the commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the tools and some of the ways that you can better manage being in available communications with your customers. So
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about
all right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, where we're helping you, the local business owner, find your online and real-world customers. Mm-hmm. You know, because there used to be a difference between the online and the real-world customers, but there ain't no mo.
That's right.
It's all the same. You know, I think my mother-in-law might be the only person I know who doesn't have a smartphone. you know, she's got some sort of a, got the jitterbug or something.
Life alert.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. All right, so in our last section, we were talking about being available for those communications so that when you are found by your customers, they are able to get in touch with you, that you pick up the phone when they call, that you do all of these things. And, you know, something that I probably should have thrown in before is you don't need to pick up the phone every time they call. You know, you can have business hours. It's just when they pick up the phone and you don't answer, you know, maybe you have something there informing them of your business hours or informing them of when they can get in touch with you. All right, so here we're going to talk about some tools to allow you to better manage those communications. First up on my list, at least, is Gmail. You know, whatever email you use, that's fine, but I don't see... I've used a lot of emails, and I got to tell you, Gmail's where it's at.
Yeah.
You know, so even when I'm setting up a website for a client, I tend to have Google host the email because, you know, like right now I'm moving a client trying to launch their website, but all their website is on, like, SmartMail, and they're using Outlook. And so now I'm going to have to download... 7 email addresses in the history and upload it. It's just ridiculous. Okay, so that's digressing a bit. So your email is your number one source here, and people might be all, well, my number one source is my telephone. Well, your Gmail and Google Voice and stuff like that really can still be your number one. You know, I have my personal phone and a Google Voice, and Google Voice can be set up in one of two ways, that when you receive a phone call, it tells you who's calling. And that's great if you're using it personal, but I'm not using it personal. It doesn't really matter who's calling. So when I get a call from Google Voice, it just says my business name. So this way, if somebody's calling me, Chauncey, I can answer it and say, hey, John, what's up?
Yeah.
But if something's calling my business... I can say, how may I help you?
Right.
You know, and get both of those done from the same thing. And also, bringing it back around to Gmail, if I'm not able to answer it and that person leaves a message, they will send me an email and a text message of the transcript of that person's message. Oh. You know.
Yeah.
So there's one way to get all these things down, especially also using Google Voice, which, you know, I didn't even put on the list here. Google Voice, you can have sort of... canned responses, like you could have a weekend response, you could have an end of day response, you know, you could have a you did call during our business hours and I'm just busy right now response.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things there, and then of course, you know, your next tool, of course, is your cell phone. That's where you're going to get your email, and that's where you're going to get those phone calls. I realize that this is all kind of like no brainer stuff, but I'm just trying to help wrap one's brain around the fact that from your phone, using tools and following through with a path, this really is quite manageable. You know?
Yeah.
All right. So now on to the more advanced, maybe, app things. I guess before we do that, social media and review notifications. We were talking about this last time. Number one thing you want to do if you're managing your stuff via email is you want to go to all of your accounts and you want to tell them via the notification settings the things that you want to receive notifications of.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to hear on Yelp that somebody that you're friends with posted a review on a Chinese restaurant in San Jose. You know, that's probably not a practical email for your business account, you know. All right, so moving on. You know, managing social media is one that really sort of freaks people out, especially in the time consumption and in the arena of distraction. You know, it's easy to get distracted on social media. It's like you sit down, you're trying to do some work, and the next thing you know, you're like in the dark web of like family pictures and cat photos. You know, it's like, how did I get here?
Yeah, time sucker.
Or total time sucker. So there are a lot of good websites, and they come with apps as well to do this, but Hootsuite is probably the biggest one. That's hoot like an owl, sweet like a hotel room with more than one room. By the way, if you get a hotel room and they say it's a suite and there's only one room, you didn't get a suite.
spelled S-W-E-E-T when they say
yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's sweet. All right. And so Hootsuite is kind of cool because you can the free account allows you to connect three profiles. It's good for one person. So you connect your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to create columns. So one can be solely the communications. You know, if you it does apply to other types of businesses. So it's like you could put in there, what are my friends up to and stuff like that. You could do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as somebody just trying to manage communications, just for each one of those, you just create one dashboard that shows you communications coming to you directly and maybe a column of what's called mentions, where people mention you, and that can show up and you can respond to that as well. And really, there's no other distraction. You can have it all right there and really sort of make it through and be totally available. And I say that you can connect three, but I mean, if you pay for this thing, you can connect all of them.
Yeah.
You know, right down to Yelp and Tumblr and all sorts of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, YouTube and, you know, pretty much anything you can think of, you can connect and pull into this thing.
Yeah.
All right. So this is one that I don't do, that I really should do. Scaling with multiple email addresses. Like, if you set up... So here I am. I'm Chauncey. I'm running the business. And even though it's still me, I'm an owner-operator... but I'm planning on expanding and getting other employees. Having multiple email addresses, like one for sales point contact, like if somebody fills out the form or tries to contact you, there's sales, and one is billing, and mm-hmm. one is social media, and basically they're all coming right to my email. You know, you're forwarding them all to my email. But as I expand, I'm able to delegate those out mm-hmm. and get them out of my email.
Yeah.
You know, and so that is something that I've really been planning on focusing on here. I think that it's a really good idea. And also it really sort of sets you up to do the one thing, especially smaller businesses that are pushing medium-sized business. I always ask them, I'm just all, well, what's the one email on your website that the contact form should go to? And they're all, well, maybe it should go to Janice, but possibly it should go over to Alden. And I'm just all like, You don't have a main email that these things should go to, but it's really common
yeah.
that like they're trying to figure that out. And I'm all, you have had a website for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just making it better. Like, where has it been going? And they don't know.
Yep.
You know, so you know, scaling that out and making sure, because here's the deal: if you have contact@mybusiness.com, and a guy like me comes to you and says, where do you want that email to go? You say contact to my business. And those are all going to Alton. But we don't want them to go to Alton anymore. We now want them to go to Janice. So now we take contact to my business and we switch it over to Janice.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing gets changed. You didn't have to pay a guy like me to go through your entire website to make sure that everything's cool. You are structurally safe and sound, and you're able to keep in contact with your customers. Yeah. All right. We got 1 minute left. So my last thing is going to be... clean your inbox. Keep your inbox clean. Don't delete anything. File it all. And do not keep things in your inbox that you need to work on. Basically, if you need to work on it, it needs to go into your project management system, and you need to clear that thing out of the inbox so that when you glance at your inbox, you can tell if somebody needs to be responded to or not.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go through it and be all, oh, did I already do that? Did I already do that? Because every time you say that, you're wasting seconds. Seconds add up to minutes. Minutes add up to hours, and hours add up to more hours that you're working instead of time that you should be watching reruns of The X-Files and hanging out with your family. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cascade Theater in Reading for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Friday, August 3rd at the Cascade. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found show. You know, our roles here, Jake and I, Jake is much more of a project manager, front-end developer, and I'm much more the techie guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rare that Jake would bring a tool for us to talk about that's a dev tool that I have never heard of. And you brought it, and he started to show it to me, and I'm like, what? Oh, man, I totally should know about this thing. So what are we talking about?
Pretty slick thing. It's called Lighthouse. I think it's been under development for a while, and this is the first time I've gone in and looked at it when I got some usable stuff out of it. So what it is, and the way that I found this is I was actually looking at a study that was done. It said that 15% of the world's population has some type of disability. You know, and that's everything from color blindness to deafness, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so if your website is missing some accessibility tools, then you could potentially be missing out on about 15% of your website's traffic.
Right. Especially here in America, because here in America, we've created a world where people with disabilities are a thoroughly active part of our mm-hmm. economy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, absolutely.
Maybe in other countries that may not be the case, but yep. here in America that's the case.
Oh, yeah. So I was looking at ways to kind of understand this whole accessibility thing, and I found Lighthouse, is really awesome and really simple to use. So I'm gonna go through quickly how you can use it. So what you need to do is you need to download Google Chrome, open up the web page in question on Google Chrome, right-click so it brings up your options, and hit Inspect. Once you've hit Inspect, all you need to do is scroll over in your tabs, and there's an option. And I honestly, let me grab it here, sorry. So audits is what it's called. And you run a Lighthouse audit, and it gives you 5 performance indicators, 1 in 100 in a row. So it'll give you an indicator of performance, progressive, web app, accessibility, best practices, and SEO. All of those things in order, very simple to read, simple to use. It identifies where you're doing well and where you need to improve. So really simple tool to use.
I'm guessing performance is page speed?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and so do you need to install an extension, or is this thing just there now?
It's already there. No extension.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I don't know where we got this term, but, you know, my wife is very aware of everything that's going on around her. She can, her peripheral vision, she's got it all down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll, like, look in the fridge and be all, we're out of mustard. And she'll, like, come up and she'll grab the mustard. And so yeah. We refer to this as male refrigerator blindness. And, you know, there's something about work and the repetition of doing work that I didn't even notice this tab come up.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And I am in that thing...
All the time.
I it's pretty much open. My second monitor is the inspection tool,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
And so it's really... I'm really sort of excited to brag to my peers who haven't brought this up with me, you know,
like, and be hey like, guys, oh, yeah. Guess what I found.
Are you familiar with the... No, I got to treat it like I've, you know, like I've been using it for days.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and be all like, what? You guys didn't know about the audit tool? You guys are lame. But, you know, accessibility is something that is the next ranking factor. It mm-hmm. is the next big ranking yeah. factor. It's only a matter of time until Google basically starts dinging websites for not being accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Because Google doesn't always know if you have an accessibility issue. And if Google does know that you have an accessibility issue and your website doesn't fit that criteria, it sure isn't going to show you up, you know, have
yeah.
you show up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've tried to tell this to SEO companies, but none of them want to get ahead of it
yeah.
on that one. But I definitely think it's one to get ahead of. If you have all your accessibility in place and then all of a sudden they roll out this thing, what you're going to notice is all your competitors drop and up you go.
Yeah.
So it's like, plus, you know, at the risk of sounding like a total chump, it's kind of the right thing to do. You know, if you people have disabilities and they need your service, you should probably be available for them. It's like, that's the name of the show. The show is the Being yeah. Found Show. Who do you want to be found by? People Everyone. With money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's so true. It's kind of weird. Like, how often is the right thing to do also the thing that happens to make you more money in the long run?
Right.
So.
Rare. Normally, it's the wrong thing to do that makes you more money
you know,
in the long
I'm,
run.
I'm finding out, though, like, long run, what goes around comes around.
Right.
Do the right thing, and I think your business will do okay.
Well, I've definitely learned that from SEO, that staying white hat and not being doing anything black hat or really even gray hat.
Mm-hmm. To anyone who doesn't know, black hat is bad.
Right.
Bad SEO.
Right.
White hat is good.
Right. Think of cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every time, I don't think I've ever been hit where Google rolls out a big update and all my clients crash. You know, and I've known lots of people who have.
Yeah.
You know, but you know they tend to roll out an update and it doesn't really affect me, or I kind of go up a yeah. little bit, and I'm just all, yeah, all right, we're doing the right thing here.
Yeah, but everyone who's playing the sly mouse,
right.
when the cat updates his algorithm, you're done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those backlinks, man, that killed some huge, huge companies.
Mm-hmm.
and brought them down. Very exciting tool. Let's see, what we were going to discuss here is that we're right at the end of the show, but that Google was going to be taking over the internet. I think you guys already know this, but business owners. So we'll cover this in another section, but I'll give this to you now. Notice that when you're searching, how more and more answers are being given to you from the Google results page, and you're not even leaving the page.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice this, and then ask yourself, am I connected to this? You know, and then do yourself a number one thing. If somebody calls you offering to help you with your Google page, say no. You need to pick up the phone and call somebody and ask them to help you. Pretty much anybody who's calling you and trying to sell you something, say no for anything. Cold calls is always a no for me. But you should pick up the phone and try to get somebody to help you with that if you're not available on that. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show, the greatest show about buying customers on the internet for small and medium-sized business in the Northern Hemisphere on the left.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Agnew in Washington. Officials have released the names of the 17 people who perished when an amphibious duck boat capsized and sank, killing all 17 people on board, or should say 17 of the people on board, when it went down in a Branson, Missouri lake this week. Ripley Entertainment President Jim Patterson told CBS this morning the boat crews would never have gone out on the lake if they thought conditions would get unsafe.
They know the waters in the area. Our captain has 18 years of experience with us, 16 years of experience with us, so... And they have a very good record.
Coast Guard Captain Scott Sturmer says recovering the sunken vessel will help investigators find more clues.
It will be very important to the investigation that the vessel is raised. There is the intent to salvage the vessel. An assessment and an analysis of it and its condition will definitely be key to the investigation.
16 passengers and one crew member were killed when the vessel went down in what some have described as a micro storm that suddenly blew in over the lake. The Republican Party is set to host its 2020 presidential nominating convention in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The RNC has selected Charlotte over Las Vegas to host its 2020 convention, where Republicans will nominate their next choice for president. In 2012, Charlotte hosted the Democratic Party's convention. In recent election cycles, North Carolina has proven to be a swing state, backing Barack Obama in 2008 and Donald Trump in 2016.
As correspondent Greg Clark said, material loss just part of the damage this week, and tornadoes struck in central Iowa, including in Marshalltown, where resident Crystal Jensen says the storm swept away some precious mementos.
I mean, I just lost my dad 2 months ago, and this happened, and the whole memorial I had thought for my dad is gone.
The tornado also damaged a local hospital, the county courthouse, and even the police station. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Uber is facing a U.S. government investigation now into allegations that the ride-hailing service set up a pay structure that discriminated against its female workers.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission opened the probe in August 2017. The Wall Street Journal first reported the ongoing investigation. Uber says it already revamped its compensation practices and introduced other measures designed to ensure its male and female employees are treated fairly.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Some of those changes have been rolled out since Uber hired a new CEO in September of last year. President Trump is once again weighing in on the ongoing debate over NFL athletes who protest during the national anthem. The president tweeted on Friday that he, quote, can't believe the debate has reignited. He's proposing penalties of a one-game suspension for kneeling at the start of a game and a suspension for the season for those who kneel a second time. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New Jersey has a new law in the books that sharply limits where people may smoke at public beaches and parks.
Under the statute, 15% of a beach can be set aside for smokers. They'd also be allowed to light up in parking lots. However, the law doesn't specify who is responsible for enforcement, lifeguards, police, or someone else. Fines would start at $250 for a first offense and go up to $1,000 for a third violation.
It's correspondent Rich Thomason. The U.S., Britain, and Canada are getting ready to evacuate hundreds of civil defense workers and their families from southwest Syria as Russian-backed government forces close in on the area. Two officials familiar with the effort say the so-called White Helmets group will be sent to camps in nearby countries. They will then be moved to Britain, Germany, the Netherlands, and possibly Canada to continue their work. Officials say that with the Syrian government offensive gaining ground, the evacuation appears to be imminent. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
My darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I have to say, last week, Sean filled in while I was gone doing something incredibly boring, so you pointed out.
I thought I pointed out that you were in a detention camp being re-educated to spout the Illuminati party line on the radio.
I was.
I mean, right? Did I not?
Yeah, you I said, no, you said that I had told you where I went, and you said it was too boring and you didn't remember.
Oh, yeah, that does sound like me also. But, you know, I was just covering for your new position as an Illuminati plant.
Right. So, well, yeah. I had business meetings in San Jose. And so I
with the Illuminati.
Right. So I was driving back, listening to the show, and I felt something that I haven't felt in a long time. Jealousy.
Joy. Okay.
I was a little jealous, man. You had a great introduction to that show.
Well, you know, I wrote it down and I was reading it. I didn't just wing all that
stuff.
Yeah,
well, where's that paper today? Why don't we have that now?
I don't know, because you didn't write one down for you. You're the one doing an intro.
Yeah, but we need one. You know, like Richard Serrett, you know, has the screaming out of the desert like a Scirocco or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Quite a few of the Coast to Coast hosts have their own little introductions. And
okay, well, I'll make you an intro next.
Yeah. You need to write me something so that it can sound like I came up with it.
Okay.
And then you need to shut up.
Okay.
So that nobody knows it was you.
This is sounding like a better and better deal all the time.
Yeah. So how's your week been, Sean?
Oh, not bad.
Nothing too exciting.
Yeah, I really have nothing to report.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't in a detention facility, so I'm...
Yeah, I wasn't either. I didn't have anything exciting going on. I mean, right. It was all...
what you were told to say.
Right, it was all conversations with business stuff, which is boring.
That is true.
I'll tell you this, my game plan for my plants on my back porch has changed from try to get a flourishing garden to just keep them alive through the summer.
Yes.
I have bought another umbrella so that I can block them. Yeah, and it's just ridiculously hot outside in Reading. And it's not even as hot as it's going to get.
As I understand it, this is the second sunniest city in the U.S.
What's the first?
Yuma, Arizona. Yes. Huh. Which I don't know anything about, but it sounds like a ghastly place.
Yeah, the only thing I know about it is that there's a 310 that goes there.
Okay, that's a pretty good movie, and I actually understood that reference, which is stars align there. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I live here. I hate the sun.
Well,
as you pointed out earlier, still badly sunburned from a trip up to Lassen. From 2 weeks ago. So.
Yeah, and it's brutal. Jared just made the suggestion to me to get a mister, which lends to my other half of my problem. I live in, like, a family apartment complex, and all the kids and everything have abused their hose privileges, and we're now no longer allowed to use the hoses. Hmm. They're all locked up. So I can't have a mister. I water my plants by filling up a bucket in my kitchen and then hiking it out there.
Right. So your survivalist agenda is getting off to a rocky start.
Well, I don't know. I'm hiking with water. That's pretty survivalist, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of walking with water.
I would propose not walking with water is Oh, okay. I just understood what you meant.
Yeah, I got to put it on my head and hike it out to the back porch. That sounds pretty
survival. Like, if you're going on hikes without water, that's more anti-survivalist anything. That's aggressively unsurvivalist.
Yeah, no, we're talking about like a clay pot with a crack in it.
Right. No, I get it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Radio Wasteland, 2 days after it is live on the air here, it rebroadcasts on the Para-X radio network.
That's true.
And tonight, our guest is Rebecca from the Para-X radio network. And, man, I really enjoy being a part of that radio network.
It's, oh, absolutely.
It's totally interesting, and you get a huge selection of shows from the... like totally professional shows to some serious grassroots stuff. Yeah, to some serious grassroots stuff. And I really enjoy them. And then plus you end up getting like these really specific shows, like shows that are solely about.
I think there's a couple that are solely like about vehicles.
Yeah, but they can be about very specific aspects of the occult.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm surprised when they're on there, and she tells me, and I'm just all, really?
Right. We make a short show out of literally all the paranormal and a bunch of topics that aren't paranormal, actually.
Yeah. if it's weird, wacky, or just mysterious, or conspiratory, you know, we want it. But for these shows that are very specific, it's interesting because here she is with the whole radio network. With people with specific shows about werewolves.
Exactly.
You know, they have had shows about exorcisms. Every show was about exorcisms. You know, and it ran once a week, and that's a lot of exorcisms.
See, when I hear that, I think like a cooking show. Like, we'll exorcise Timmy on the air here and show you how it's done.
Right. First, you boil the water.
Oh, God.
Then you boil Timmy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're right. So I think it's really interesting for her to be connected to all of these. I hesitate to call them crazy characters because we're two of them. We're two of those crazy characters that are on there. Who knows when she's going out with her friends at the bar and she says, oh, my God, can you believe these guys? We might be those guys.
Yeah, I think I renounced any persuasive claims to sanity long ago.
Yeah.
Around when I started the show. Like, okay, so no one's ever going to take me seriously again in my life, but also this is going to be fun to do.
Right. Yeah, I pretty much have that, too. Because, you know, when people ask me about the show and, like, what it's about, you know, I find myself sort of, like, getting a little diminutive, getting a little like, well, it's about this, that, and the other thing. You know, it's like...
Oh, absolutely. I find myself I'm always just like, oh, I don't really believe any of it.
Feeling out the situation.
It's just fun to do.
Right.
And they're like, oh,
I'm all, oh, yeah, it's a bunch of BS as I go home and astral project. Yeah.
Basically, right. Yeah. Like, I'm just... I'm 100% lying to people I tell about this show.
Right. It's a lot like believing in either side of politics. You know?
Right.
You got to weigh out which room you're in, you know, before you're just all like, oh,
I'll be like, oh,
sure.
I don't really believe in it. And then they'll be like, really? Well, I think I saw like a flying saucer once. And I'll be like,
and then
really?
You spew out the history of flying saucers.
Right, and then I'll just be like, on with all this Roswell stuff. And, you know, like, you know, there's parts they never found. And,
right.
You know,
right.
Like.
So I hear. All right, so when we come back, we have Rebecca Brumble from the Para-X Radio Network. Come on back here to Radio Wasteland.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Rebecca Brumble from the Para-X Radio Network. Rebecca, we got you there with us.
I'm here. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. How are you doing?
Oh, excellent. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. We're going to act all formal now.
Yeah. See, that's the deeply suspenseful moment we have in the beginning of every show between when Chauncey says, do we have you on here? And when at our end we hear you respond,
right? There's this long moment of sheer terror
on our part.
Right. Jared, our engineer, is probably taking a little offense to that because he's the one who makes it work.
Oh no, it's wonderful.
All right, Rebecca. Yeah. You know, it's been a while since I read the about page on Para-X, but let's see if I remember correctly. You didn't start the Para-X; you took it over. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. So Para-X was actually founded by two brothers, Dave and Tom, back in 2007. And then Dave actually retired about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago at this point, and that's when we took it over and kind of kept it going.
And so were you a show on there at the time, and there, you know, how did that go? Were they planning on shutting it down, and they were looking for somebody to take it over for them, or...?
So Tom actually passed away a number of years ago, and Dave had continued running the network, and he was ready to retire. And at the point that he was ready to retire, I had had a show since 2011, and my husband had had a show since 2010. And so he kind of reached out to us and said, you know, you're one of our longest-running hosts. You do a lot of the, you know, a lot of the promotion for us at this point. Can you guys, are you interested in taking over? Are you interested in keeping this going? because at that point it was kind of, he was ready to retire, he was ready to move on. So, you know, if you couldn't find somebody to take over, it was gonna, we were gonna pull the plug on what we consider the longest running paranormal network on the internet. So we couldn't let that happen.
So do you regret it? Was it too much, was it more work than you thought it was gonna be?
Absolutely not. I love Parax. I'm sorry. I really do. We have an amazing group of hosts, an amazing group of shows, and yes, there's a lot of work that goes into it. One of the first things I did was I completely redesigned the website. We filled in a lot of the schedule with a lot of new and interesting content. So it was a lot of work to get it kind of polished up when we first took over, but it's a well-oiled machine at this point, and it runs really well.
Yeah, I agree. We really enjoy being on it. It was really sort of our you know, segue from terrestrial radio to podcasting. We didn't really have anything like that going on at the time. So we, you know, I think we actually maybe took a little bit of the bass-ackwards approach compared to most people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Getting on local radio first.
Right.
Randomly, through sheer happenstance.
Right, so, you know, for our listeners who are maybe interested in this sort of thing, how do you vet people to get a show?
Yeah, so the initial way that you want to do it is you would go to our website, and on our contact form there's actually a form that you'd fill out. You kind of let us know, this is who I am, this is what I'm interested in, you know, this is kind of what I want my show to be. Or if you have an existing show, you say, hey, here's the link to my show. Just let us know who you are, because the way that we kind of decide who gets to be on the air is, are you interesting to talk to? Are you interesting to listen to? And do you sound like you know what you're talking about? You know, I might not necessarily believe everything that you might want to put on your show. There are several shows on our network that I look at them and I go, I'm glad that people like you. I might not necessarily buy into their topics, but you know what? There's a little bit of something for everybody, and I'm not the be-all end-all deciding what topic is or is not, you know, kind of interesting to people. I'm more interested in the personality and in the host. And the fact that, you know, you need to be able to hold a conversation, and sometimes hold a conversation by yourself for your time slot and keep people interested. So
we do a lot of
interviews. We listen to kind of what you put together, and in the end, if you've kept our interest for that long, then we give you a chance. And we're pretty open. We've given a lot of people a chance that maybe we wouldn't necessarily do on retrospect. But we'd like to give everybody at least the benefit of the doubt to start.
Right. So I won't put you on the spot just yet asking you about the craziest topics you have. But I will put you out there and say, what are your favorite topics? Actually, before we go on to that, let me ask you, when you're vetting for the shows, I forgot I wanted to ask you this, are you looking for diversity, like, hey, we don't have a show about that yet, and I would like that, or are you really sort of kind of open to however it goes?
We do like to kind of put things out there and say, you know, hey, we have a gap in our schedule for somebody who, you know, for example, right now, we have a gap in our schedule. If anybody has a show about UFOs that would like to be on Para-X, we'd like to hear from you, because
really?
Right now
That is incredibly surprising to me. That seems like the first thing that would get filled.
You would think. So we do have a couple of shows that do cover UFOs, but we don't have one that's like UFO solid. So I'm just throwing that one out there for anybody who might be listening.
Well, I will ask 8 out of the 10 of my next guests.
Right. Yeah. That's funny.
But we generally, like, to answer your question, though, I mean, we definitely want to leave the door as wide open as we can. We don't really discriminate based on anything. The only thing that we ask people not to talk about is like politics, and we ask you not to disparage other religions. Like, that's it. Other than that, topics are pretty much wide open. We have everybody from conspiracy theories to paranormal investigators to Bigfoot hunters, and we even have a few people who are just crazy. So it's all good.
So what's your favorite topic? What's the topic that brought you into this fold?
I am a history nerd, far and beyond anything that anybody else has ever seen. So I love historical sites that have ghost stories behind them. I love urban legends. I love, you know, kind of learning about not only the ghost story, but then learning about what actually happened and being able to tie the history of a location, the history of the bricks themselves, to some of the stories that people tell about those sites.
So you're definitely paranormal ghosty paranormal.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so do you find that a lot of people, you know, that seems to be one of the big three to me. And in this paranormal stuff, the big three seem to be on the paranormal side, on the conspiracy side, there's its own big three. But it seems to be ghosts and hauntings, UFOs, and big feet. And
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always amazed when I'm just still a little bit shocked that you don't have a UFO show on there, because it seems like that would be one of the ones where you would be saying, okay, we have enough of these.
Right. I mean, in fairness, like, we do talk about UFOs a lot. And
oh,
I'm sure several other shows that are on there do as well.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few shows that, you know, cover UFO topics, and then they kind of swing to something else, and then they swing back to UFOs. You know, but we have nobody who's like, yeah. And I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm shocked, and I'm shocked at how hard it's been to find somebody to fill that hole. It's amazing. Like, I can find anybody all day long to talk about mediumship. I have people to talk about tarot card reading. I have big feet hunters. You know, you name it, we got it. We got two shows that cover history. We got all kinds of. I even have a guy that all he does is conspiracy theories. I have a guy that does true crime, but I can't find somebody to tell me about aliens.
Yeah, Sean's our resident researcher guy. You know, I might.
Okay. We'll just assume that's true, but keep going.
True, you know, it's true. You know, I wonder if there's a decline in, while UFOs are all over the place still, I wonder if there's sort of a decline in sort of belief and research in them because we live in this media day and age, and I bet you it's not as monetizable as it used to be, you know, because everything can just be said, oh, that's Photoshop or this, that, and the other thing. And when we're dealing with ghosts and spirits and we're dealing with mediumship, we're more dealing with people's experience than we're dealing with physical evidence.
I would definitely buy into that for sure. I mean, I obviously, as I said, I've come from the paranormal side of things, more ghosts and hauntings and things like that. But I've definitely noticed if you just go by like the media culture, right now everything is demons. So everybody wants to talk about demons.
Yeah.
And then it'll swing and somebody will come out with a really good alien movie, and then all of a sudden everyone will be all back in aliens again. So it's coming. Just hold tight. It's coming.
Right, right. We just need Avatar 2 to come out, and it's gonna come swing back around.
Right.
So what was that one in LA where they had like the digital camera that they're running around, little handheld camera that made me nauseous? Was that
Cloverfield?
Section 8 or something like that?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Section 8. That was actually pretty good, wasn't it?
I don't know, it just made me not. I get very easily seasick.
You don't like the found footage?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah, my wife.
it's just not like me.
My wife can't play 3D Mario without getting sick, so I understand.
I feel her pain.
All right, well, we're coming up on our first commercial break here, Rebecca. You are listening to Rebecca Brumble from the Para-X Radio Network here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
I'm not feeling right. purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest Rebecca Brumble. We're talking about the Para-X Paranormal Radio Network. Rebecca, I think we're going to have to put both of ourselves out there and possibly say something that neither of us, any of us, really want to say, but I think it's time that we talk about some of the craziest topics that we've had on our shows and on the Para-X Network.
So we got some winners.
We'll be vague about the names. But Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anything having to do with Nibiru. That's my pick.
Yeah, that can be out there. Because, you know, it gets really rough on some of these topics because there is such a wide range of this sort of, I don't want to call it infighting, but this, you know, range of views. So,
oh, yeah, well, you know, when we had the Flat Earther on, they spent most of the time complaining about other Flat Earthers who had a slightly different Flat Earther orthodoxy. So, you know, I think that's a thing that happens in...
Right, totally. They say it's convex, and I say it's concave.
Pretty much.
Right. So what's the craziest topic you've had, Rebecca, that you can think of?
So I can't say topics. My show, like I said, we do a lot of history stuff, so we tend to get a lot of historians, so it's more trying to keep them interesting. But we used to have a host on, and he was the nicest guy in the world, but he seriously believed that there were dragons in the clouds, and that if you sent the right prayer up, the dragon would come down and swallow up your neighbors.
Sorry.
And he seriously believed, and he had, I say this with all due respect to him, because he had people tuning in from all over the world to listen to him and his beliefs, and he was a unique in many of his characteristics, and
that topic,
kind of jealous, because being able to put yourself out there like that is an impressive thing.
Yeah, that topic is like a cross between Fear Thy Neighbor from the ID channel and Dragon Ball Z. That's like, that is some wild, wild, crazy business, you know? And so, I mean, I sit here and I think, like, when people say that there's a disc-shaped cloud and that it's actually a UFO, I think that's pretty wacky. But I never thought about dragons up in there.
Dragons, yeah. Well.
And he used to have, every week, they would have, like, a different dragon from a different cloud, and he would tell you how to summon that dragon if you wanted to. And it was... Yeah. It was very unique. I had to bite my tongue a few times telling him you're not allowed to threaten people on the air. But, you know,
yeah,
like I said, we're open-minded and we let people do whatever it is that they're going
to
do.
Did you attempt to summon any of these dragons at any point? I mean, that seems like that would be my first step for me personally. But
the only thing that happened was a bird pooped on me. But
yeah, that sounds
apparently
right.
I did not do it right.
Okay.
Well, it's one of the lesser
I think that can happen, yeah.
It'd be funny if you go to his house to visit, and it's like in this like suburban cul-de-sac, and it's only his house with a bunch of burn marks where all the other houses should be. All right, so, you know, that leads me to, so him threatening people with the dragon leads me to what show or topic, and you can be as vague as you need to be, what show or topic did you get the most amount of complaints on? The most amount of, like, oh, my God, what is this? Not necessarily, like this show is terrible complaints, but, like, complaints like what the hell is this?
Yeah, I know exactly what show you're talking about. I can. We actually had to pull the host and the show from the air. He decided to take – so all of our shows get 59 minutes end-to-end with, like, about a minute of commercials. We don't have real commercials, unfortunately. We just have bumper music and things like that. So they get 59 minutes. It's a fairly large span of time that they can fill any way that they want.
Right.
This host decided to fill his 59 minutes with what he called a mass deliverance of everybody listening. And he then proceeded to preach for 59 minutes about how everyone was going to hell because, we all believe in the paranormal and how he was the only person that could save everyone. And then he started reading from the Bible. And, again, I have nothing against religion. I practice a religion on my own. I just – we ask people to kind of lay off the religion on the air unless it's part of a topic.
Right.
But he just went off on this thing, and we're just like – I got a phone call because I was at work that day, and I was like, oh. And that was the last time he was on the air. But this host had been on the air for several years. This was not like a new – host that just decided to take his hour and, you know, shoot it into the breeze and see what happened. He had a show, and he had several shows, and he just decided this one show he was going to tell everybody that they were damned to hell, and here's how he can help you deliver him.
What was his show about for several years prior to that?
Just general hauntings and ghosts. Like, there was nothing super, you know, out there about it. It was just like this random, like, he suddenly had like a deliverance moment or he was born again over the weekend and decided that he was just going to go all Bible on everybody.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with being born again. You never know when it's going to happen. It can be very inconvenient. Yeah. That is wild, you know, to have to kick him off of the air. You know, that you telling me that, I'm imagining in my head, as I'm sure everybody who has listened more than once, I'm a horror movie fan. I imagine in my head the radio stations that they're listening to from Children of the Corn as they're driving through the cornfields and they're going through the stations, and all they are is these crazy religious stations that tell everybody that they're going to hell. I love it.
It was not far off from that. I was waiting for the banjos to kick in.
I love it.
Oh, that's funny.
That is crazy. Yeah, yeah. Man. So, you know, what do you think is, like, maybe the weirdest topic, you know? I understand, like, you know, the dragons is most abstract, but like, you know, as far as the topics that... You know, like Sean saying, Nibiru is pretty weird for him. For me, personally, I have a tough time with the vampires.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right.
You know, I want to hear their stories, but I'm personally having a tough time with that
one. Okay. Yeah. You know. I'm not feeling personally attacked or anything.
Are you a vampire?
No, I'm just, no.
Should I be nervous?
No, God. Keep going.
This took a weird turn. So, you know, is there a topic for you that when it comes on, you're just all like, oh gosh, I'm not sure what to make of this one?
You know what? Yes, and I keep having the same guest on repeatedly to talk about it because I'm intent on understanding what the bleep he's talking about.
I keep doing it with the vampires too, but go ahead.
So this gentleman who's been on my show a number of times believes that the LDS church was founded here in America, but that they actually have roots in Mesoamerica, and that during archaeological digs in Mesoamerica, they found all the roots of the LDS church.
Really? I'm not sure I understand this.
No.
So
it strikes me as different than what the LDS church says about themselves.
Well, not really. In the Book of Mormon, don't they talk about Jesus being resurrected again and coming to the new world?
Yeah, so supposedly, from what I understand, they had these gold plates that were given to
Joseph
someone
Smith.
In colonial era America.
Joseph
then,
Smith,
then
yeah. He found them with their... a seeing stone or something.
Yeah.
Dug them up.
Go ahead.
So the belief, and he actually sent me his book, and I read it, and I'm fascinated because I don't understand it. But... and I've had this guy on my show 3 times now because it's such a fascinating thing to me. But he believes that in all of the Mayan temples, the Incan temples, some of the other digs in, like, Central America actually confirm their belief that there were Mormons all across the United States before there was the United States, and even before there were Native Americans. And then at some point they buried the tablets to be refound hundreds of years later.
Wow.
Huh. I know, right?
So this is a...
Do you want his name and email so you can talk to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
You know us so well.
So when he says Mormons, I'm not sure how to word this, but I assume he means white people.
Well, I mean...
Like he's saying before Native Americans, he's talking like white people. I don't know how else to word it, you know.
I don't know that he is necessarily is worrying about that, but I think he's definitely referring to the foundings of the Church of the Latter-day Saints. So whether or not they are, what color they were, or if they were maybe Native Americans who practiced Mormonism.
Right. Well, at first that's what I was thinking, you know, because in the Book of Mormon there is something about, now I don't know it very well, but there is something about Jesus coming to the New World and being reborn here. At some point.
Right.
That's the extent of what I know. I think I saw some sort of etching. I don't know. All right, Rebecca, we're coming up on our commercial break here. You're listening to Rebecca Brumble here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control. Girl, I want my bed, and there's a
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Rebecca Brumble from the Para-X Paranormal Radio Network. So we've discussed here that your show, The Shadows, right, is about history and ghosts. I didn't know that your husband had a show. What was his show about?
He started originally, he did a show called The Hive, which is kind of where paranormal teams could come and share some of their locations that they've done. And now he does a show called Dark Sun Rising on Monday.
Oh, okay. I know that show. I just didn't know it was your husband.
That would be him, yeah.
All right. And what is for our listeners, what does that show cover?
Sure. So Dark Sun Rising is kind of the darker side of the paranormal. They talk to a lot of people who kind of dig into things that might not be considered mainstream paranormal. They talk to a lot of kind of fringe religions. They talk to people who do a lot of psychology, things like that, horror authors, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, that is cool. So do you have any, like, hit shows on there that our listening audience should know about so that they can get in there?
All of them. Well, they're all great except Radio Wave. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Yeah, thanks.
No, actually, I mean, honestly, we have a little bit of everything for everybody, so it all depends on kind of what your interests are. But Marla Brooks is Stirring the Cauldron on Thursday night is our longest-running show. She's been running now for 10 years on the network, so we're very grateful that she is on the air.
Yeah, that one comes.
Fantastic.
You know, most of, for our listening audience, I'm under the impression that most of your shows are coming from, you know, the East Coast or somewhere closer to it. And we're coming here from the West Coast. And so we run pretty late on your network.
Yeah. And you guys are our late night hosts.
Right, right. And I feel like what comes on after us a lot of the time is, you know, it can kind of switch around because we're sort of like hitting the later hours at that point. But I do catch that Stirring the Cauldron one on a regular basis. Oh, and I think it's really interesting. Really, of all the paranormal stuff, one of the ones that I wish was most true was, like, magical spells. You know, we had the Dark Lady on here, and
we've had a couple of witches on.
I really enjoy it. It might be the horror movie guy in me. I don't know what it is, but I really...
Well, I never got around to trying any first spells, so I'm, reserving judgment.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that they're not evil, but, I mean, if they were evil, they wouldn't be coming on the show. You know?
Right.
I'm sure you could find an evil one.
You think so?
They have to be out there. There's all kinds of people in the world. There's got to be an evil one out there.
Yeah, you just don't want to piss them off on the show, I guess. You know?
Just play nice, I guess.
play nice. We always play nice. So what's in the future for Para-X? What are you working on?
We're just trying to fill out the best paranormal programming that we can get. And, you know, we always say that, you know, we are a paranormal network, but we are open, you know, conspiracy theories, anything that ties in. We're trying to get, as you said, a little bit more West Coast friendly because we are kind of East Coast based. But if anybody out there is interested in hosting a show, you know, our application is always open and we'd love to hear from you. It doesn't take much. It just takes a computer connection and a willingness to figure it out.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding when I was saying that we'll ask our next couple of guests because we actually have quite a few UFO recurring guests and really sort of interesting guys, authors, Ryan Sprague, Mike DeMonte, William Pullen. These guys are...
All who are good on the radio and like having a platform to share their thoughts.
And they're all UFOs, you know.
Yeah.
That is all they do.
Excellent. Well, like I said, our application is open to anybody. I mean, no experience required. We'll train you up in whatever you need. And you can be part of one of the longest-running paranormal networks on the Internet, which is always fun.
Awesome.
And I like saying that. Now that we've celebrated our 10-year anniversary, we can officially say that.
You can officially say that. Yeah, it's funny that 10 years is considered a long time on the Internet. I'm not trying to come down on Para-X, but I remember just a couple years back, people are just all, oh, my God, Facebook's 10 years old. I'm just all, what? That's it? You know, it's just so weird that the lifespan of the Internet is so short that 10 years is straight-up venerable.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. 10 years ago, I was in my college age. That was fun. I missed 10 years ago.
Yeah, I missed 10 years ago, too.
Yeah, I think I'm about the age of the Internet, actually, 92. So it seems reasonable to me, I guess.
So you were saying that the big topic now is demons. And so what have been... And you were saying that it tends to correlate with what's in the media, and that kind of makes sense. You know, that people are that way. I'm that way, too. I watch a movie. I get inspired by it. I want to find out more. You, as a history buff, my wife is definitely, she'll watch, like, history shows and stuff like that, and she'll spend the next hours, if not days, sort of sucking up any history information she can about the topic on the Internet. So that really makes sense. So what was the last sort of big topic pre-demon?
Pre-demon, I'm trying to think. I mean, right before there, it was kind of house hauntings, I guess, was kind of a big one, where everyone thought their house was haunted. Because right then, the Ghost Hunters shows were huge.
Paranormal Activity.
Huge. Yeah, all those kind of things were huge. So everyone thought their house was haunted. You know, it wasn't necessarily that it was any kind of, like, dark haunting, but everyone had a ghost somewhere.
Right.
That was a big thing. And then also seeing... I don't want to say Bigfoot because that wasn't quite it, but it was some kind of cryptozoological creature, some kind of cryptid running around. Everyone was seeing those, too.
Oh. Yeah, I love cryptids, but I have a hard time with those ones as well because there's just, you know, as a science-y kind of guy, you know, there's plenty of room in my imagination for,
ghosts and hauntings and stuff like that, but I have a tough time with the cryptids because of the sort of lack of physical evidence, but they're definitely something I want to be real. I want them to be real so bad, so it's like I love hearing these guys, but I have a hard time going all the way there with my belief.
I'm right there with you, because at some point somebody should have found a body somewhere.
Don't.
Right.
Well, we had that guy on who wanted to kill Bigfoot. Jim Lansdale from Killing Bigfoot. Yeah.
He was looking specifically for an aggressive territorial Bigfoot that was a danger to humans so that he didn't have to kill, you know, a nice peaceful Bigfoot. He explained that if he were not taking that restriction, of course he would have a body by now. It would have been very easy to bag just any Bigfoot.
Right.
So,
right. You know. Well, the funny thing about him was that when I asked him, like, why he wanted to kill Bigfoot, he got all pissed, like, that I don't want to kill Bigfoot no more. Your show is called Killing Bigfoot. You can't, like, get offended that I use that term, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's a...
He will reluctantly kill Bigfoot for the good of mankind.
Right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Rebecca, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about where they can find out more about Para X and where they can maybe sign up if they're interested.
Absolutely. So para-x.com or paraxradionetwork.com, that is where we live. You can find our show schedule there. There's a chat room where you can actually interact with most of our hosts and a lot of our guests during the shows. And then also there is a summary of all the shows, so you can click on one, learn more. You can sort by category, so if there's only a specific topic that you're interested in, you can kind of break it down and find the shows that are the most interesting to you. And then you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at ParaX Radio. It's Para, P-A-R-A-X. Apparently I have an accent and I slur when I say that. So it's Para, P-A-R-A-X.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. It's been a lot of fun. And anybody out there who's you know, needs some help tiptoeing into the waters, Radio Wasteland is on from 8 to 9 on Wednesdays. And I tend to be in the chat room as well. Come hang out and then stick around and listen to some more. You've been listening to Rebecca Brumble here talking about Para X Radio Network on Radio Wasteland.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.